Hi. So you might be wondering what this is and why I'm doing it. And I can at least tell you what it isn't. It's not a full-length episode of The Imposter, and it's not a narrative with a nice wrap-up with jaunty music at the end. This is about listening to noise the way you might taste food or wine. It's about reflecting on what noise feels like. I wanted to do this because when I started working with sound, I noticed the way that different noises made me feel. Not just emotionally, but as a physical sensation. I started wanting to hear new sounds that were nothing like what I'd tried before, even things that were kind of abrasive or disorienting. The sound that you're about to experience is by James Goddard.
My name is James Goddard, and I often perform as skin tone. And the piece is, it's sort of untitled, but I guess it would be untitled and then subtitled Abnegation of Guilt.
The thing that I like about this piece is that it feels less like you're just listening to something and more like the sound is some kind of material that's moving through your body. It's almost like someone's sweeping a metal detector over you and you're a kind of alloy, like part human and part metal. When I listened, I noticed that my palms and the soles of my feet were tingling. I heard these simple melodies between the tones that I don't think were actually there. This one's probably the least conventionally musical of any of the ones we've released so far. So if you can, I recommend that you listen with your eyes closed. And you don't have to listen to it too loudly. You're going to hear from James about the concept behind the piece. But first, here it is.
Noise Meditation. Number 3. Untitled. Subtitled. Abnegation of Guilt.
That was James Goddard's Untitled, which is subtitled Abnegation of Guilt. I asked each artist in this series the same 10 questions, and James had some really compelling things to say about how noise might be able to support us through this fraught political moment. Here's an excerpt from our chat. So I'm wondering how you first discovered noise meditation or what interested you about doing that.
I used to work in radio, and I did that for a long time, and as a musician and quote-unquote sound artist or whatever that is, I work with sound all the time. And so as I was discovering soft synths, so like software synthesizers, I got really into just creating tones that would play infinitely and kind of just letting that fill the space. And I've always found personally for me, playing the saxophone is a very physical act, but it's also, especially as I've developed in my practice playing the saxophone, it's something that becomes more and more intuitive and involves less and less conscious attention on my part. And often that is a process of sort of letting myself go and drawing on sort of things I learned when I did meditate, like moving thoughts along, not dwelling on things, just letting the flow of time as a way to clear your headspace.
I'm curious to know, because you mentioned music, what the difference is between music that is relaxing and your particular goal in creating a meditation with noise.
I like to play with the idea of like the infinite, kind of like what's important about this sound is not the movement through the sound, is not the beginning and the end, but the space that the sound creates while it occurs. And so I think that that's one way of looking at sort of a subtle difference between music and, say, noise meditation or like meditative aids that are sonic. Another way of looking at it is probably noise meditations are a subset of music and they're not necessarily mutually exclusive. But the difference, perhaps more pointedly, between music that somebody puts on to relax, calming music, and say a meditation is the kind of engagement that's asked of the listener is perhaps slightly different. Music that calms you is still very music focused. Your attention should still be on the music. Whereas perhaps in this instance, a sonic aid for meditating, your attention should be focused, hopefully, inward. And the sound is just something to help the bracketing off so that you can focus inward.
What was the kind of effect that you wanted to accomplish?
A friend of mine introduced me to the concept of solfeggio tones. And so most people might be familiar with solfege as the first musical notation system. And so that's where we get like sol, la, fa, si, that kind of thing. And it was used to help people memorize Gregorian chants. Christianity has a long history, and there's sort of a mystical branch who believed that the different tones were related to different emotional states or different mental states, and could actually create effects in the body. I was reading a bit about that, and one of the tones, ut, actually is related to the alleviation of guilt and freedom from anxiety, freedom from fear. And so I was really interested in that in my solo performance practice. I have a set that's kind of inspired and built around concepts related to like Black Lives Matter. And often, especially in the kinds of spaces I play, which tend to be more like hedonistic, rock-oriented, fun party spaces, bringing up issues like that, especially when you have the microphone on the stage, creates a lot of discomfort in the audience. And most of that discomfort is tied towards white guilt, because guilt can be this, have this paralytic effect. So I was interested in creating kind of a counterpoint to that that will that would help people move beyond the guilt. You need to sit with that and reckon with your guilt for a minute. You need to address it, but if it's become something that you can't get beyond, if it becomes something that bogs you down and paralyzes you, then guilt isn't actually contributing to any kind of sense of progress. And so I was interested in creating something that could like alleviate guilt so that people can move forward and address issues.
I selected these meditations with Jan tomorrow. She's the co-founder of a group called Practice, where an artist will create a 40-minute noise meditation, and then they'll invite people to listen to it, sitting in fluffy chairs or lying on the floor in silence, to see what feelings or images float to the surface. If you haven't heard the other noise meditations in this series yet, you can find them in the feed, and in the episode Sex Coven, which is one of my favorite episodes. It's kind of like the mother from which all these meditations sprung into being. In the next few days, I'll be posting the fourth and final noise meditation in this series. This last one's approachable, but it also has a really unique texture running through it that makes you feel like you're listening in a space that keeps shape-shifting. Look for it. Thanks for listening.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.